back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and an early happy birthday to Zadok. I did do my norm of, for my kids' birthdays, it's the habit now of going out to the side yard and into the woods and doing the traditional, the required, biblically required, it's in 4th John, sing happy birthday to them and give them some sort of, encouragement or whatever. But obviously Zadok's birthday is until Monday. So why did I do it today? Because as I point out, Lord willing, everything is currently planned. Monday, I'll be at the top of Big Frog Mountain. But something happened. In my dialogue with Corey, my friend, who I should be at the top of Big Frog Mountain with, I ask him, because when I get to the top, I probably won't leave a message Monday. I'll have a guest, and I won't distract myself with my guest. Plus, we will have just returned by that evening from Big Frog. So there probably won't be a message Monday. But I ask him, that obviously on the day I will have to again sing happy birthday. And he was, I figured, okay, do it at the top, Big Frog, and would he join me? And the thing that got to me is he said, not only will I join you, if you want, I will harmonize with you. Now I was thinking, wow. So, because obviously, I'm not what we call the premier performer on this. And when he said that, it's kind of, wow. But I did want to leave, because the timing got to me. I leave the video clip in this case it's Al Jazeera again, obviously. Israeli forces killed Abu Akleh without justification, UN inquiry finds. Because obviously I've done a lot on her, and if you click on that art, there's a bunch on Kozlowski.org about her, because I found it an interesting issue, again, because Al Jazeera, funded by the country of Qatar, a monarchy, and they have this reporter who was, one of their senior reporters. I mean, she's well-known. Israeli-American dual passport kind of person, and she was killed by the IDF, as I've documented many times. There's all sorts of paintings and signs and even a street named after her now and things of that nature. The timing of this with all the tension in Israel, I found fascinating, because my guess is I saw this in Al Jazeera. No one else will cover it because it doesn't support the narrative of pro-Israel. So I've got it here. Anyway, so I got it here. The other thing I got, and this time it's an RT, Western church leaders must repent for supporting Israel, Palestinian Christians. The YWCA, we have that in the United States, Young Women's Christian Association, I think it is. It's international. And there is a chapter that's over 100 years old in the country of Israel, or, their website is, PA? PS. YWCA.PS. Palestine. So, that was fascinating. And so, again, it's the timing of this, because, clearly happened was the strike on hospitals, apparently now it's plural, supported by the Christian community. And obviously the other one was that church that was hit, the 1,600-year-old church that was hit, and many people died. I don't remember the number of people died. But this did not go over well, obviously, within the Christian community in Gaza and the West Bank. But again, how many people in the U.S. have any idea it happened? How many people have any idea the Christian influence in the hospitals or in the Gaza, how big the community is? But let's go one step beyond that. I did a, you know, I was going to respond to the First Baptist Church here in town, because again, they shredded the scripture. Not just simply mild, they shredded the scripture, as well as current events and history and so forth. It's just, I mean, it was abundantly clear over and over and over. I think if I recall correctly, there was only one thing that I can recall, vaguely recall him saying, oh, hey, yeah, I agree with that. But the rest of it, demonstrably wrong, including outright direct misquotes of scripture and then basing his stand on the misquote, not on what the scripture says. I mean, it was, my word, has been disgusting. And I will contend it was disgusting. But, you know, I wrote an article specifically addressing his sermon. And I said, okay, my concern was I was being a little bit feisty and I didn't know how much it helped. I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that and send it to him, you know, the church leadership and so forth, a few people in the community that I have, and that's it. Maybe a few people, my friends, and that's it. But I took the general idea and wrote an article, and it, you know, that first part took me a day. The second one that I finished took me two more days. I mean, the time involved in this was ridiculous. Why the follower of Christ should not endorse the country of Israel. And, what I did, it's online. And so when you go to it, especially, you know, the online version, you have the article because it's just text. I did not do a video of it. But then on the right, you'll find things like the Barman Declaration video that I did. And of course, next to that is Draft and Challenge. The Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. Ooh, that'll go over well, won't it? And then Proverbs 1984. And there was an old one from 2018. The CCP is not the Chinese people. The country of Israel is not the Jew. The Christian is not the elect. And I listened to that, 2018. So what, 5 years ago? And there's a couple little tweaks I think are necessary. But it's fairly consistent with what I wrote. Then there's the Challenge of Pastors, Shadow Ban, a Bit Shoot. The Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And then, of course, the Bible, Marriage, Reconciliation, the Fraud of the Institutional Church. So they're all right there. And I wonder how well any of those will go over. Anyway, but I read this, I reread it, I did a whole bunch of, searching the scripture, validating, connecting things together. This is deep. And I tried to say, all right, let's not get overly theological. Some part of it, I thought it was just, because it's kind of like one verse after another and how it relates and whatnot. So I don't know how well, that may come across. People might say it's kind of, oh, there's too much theology here. But I tried to make it so it's not just theology, but applicable to current events, and directly states, Zionism has nothing to do with Christianity or the Bible or the Tanakh, a little bit of the Talmud maybe, but, again, because Zionism is a political thing from the 1800s. It has nothing to do with being a follower of Christ. It is not based on hundreds or thousands of years of history. It's not. Except maybe, anyway, I'll not get too vile. So it's done. It is online at kozlowska.org. It's right there on the front page. It was sent out to a bunch of people. And I've submitted it thus far only to one, but I'll try to submit it to other places for publication. You know, the first one I did was Global Research, because they have done a lot of stuff in reference to the fallacies that are going on. And I thought maybe they might. And there's a few others that I hope to do, but it's been a long day. I am hoping that perhaps this and maybe others, one of them will connect, one of them will publish it, and it may open the floodgates. That's my desire. It's my hope. I could be a complete waste. I just realize a place that I need to send it to. A magazine, you know, online publication, news outfit in Donetsk. Yeah, I need to send it to them. Okay. Because, wow, if they were to publish it, that would be interesting. I don't know if it fits their audience. It might. I'll consider that. I'll have to review their site. But anyway, and I'm hoping to, I want to address, especially since I found this, you know, the local Orthodox Church, they did not respond to me. Neither did the LDS Church, you know, from their phone message. But I'm wondering if I ask them, does anybody here within the Orthodox community have any idea? Are they somewhat following or take note of what's happening to the Orthodox Church in the country of Israel? Do they know who Abdu Akli is? And I'm curious about that. You know, because there could be a position, well, that's over there, we're over here. It's a possibility. I don't know. But anyway, so I did the birthday to a video to Zadok, and it's, you know, I mentioned Big Frog. I do go over the Zionism and Grace, and, you know, talk about the trip that Corey is making. And I did not get a response yet on this scheduled call. So obviously it didn't happen today. So hopefully it'll be arranged for tomorrow. Otherwise, I may have to consider that one written off. I continue to anyway, it's been difficult. One of the concerns I have is the article I wrote takes thought. And it would, you know, printed out, I looked, it's like 3 pages. And I think the number of people, you know, because all people do is, you know, if it's beyond one tweet, yeah, don't want to read it. And that concerns me. I offered substance. And, you know, when I sent out my email to my list, I ask, again, I quoted the 2 Timothy 4. Correct me where I'm wrong. And do it with all patience. Which is something I reviewed many times. My assumption is, well, I think it's possible, maybe even likely, there won't be a single response. So, you know, the effort I did, the one encouraging thing that I had today is I did attempt to review it to a degree with Chris at lunchtime, because it was basically done. And so I reviewed it with him a bit and asked him, did I waste my time? And, you know, there was no, oh, yes, this will happen, kind of in the sense, oh, yes, you know, somebody will publish it and you know, this will. No, but the way I forget how he said it. But I know there was an encouragement. It was an encouragement from him that even though, because he knows very well my monetary issues and things of that nature, but his comment was, you did not waste your time, something of that nature. You did the right thing. I'm under pressure. This was an act of love. And he says, I did the right thing. That was an encouragement. I hope he's right. Oh. This scared the living daylight out of me in the sense that I don't have time for this. I also, well, you know, his encouragement, one of his other encouragement was that he's because he said this before, that he does feel that when I write something like this and connect things in the Bible, you know, because I didn't simply go, here's one verse. I didn't do like this pastor and clip out a verse or even misquote a verse and then build a whole bunch of theology on a misquoted verse. You know, I tied things together from all over the place, how one verse leads to another, not the next verse necessarily, but, you know, Old Testament to New Testament, here, there, and the other. It's tied together all over the place, and a whole bunch of what I was planning, what I've written, I did not include because there's a whole lot more. Again, I made a comment in there because the word Israel appears several thousand times in the Bible. So I just, you know, there's only a certain amount you could do. But the contention is, again, the important things, I think, are when you read the Bible, when you hear the Zionists speak, the Jew is those people in Israel. When you look at the Bible, not at all. Zip, You want to look at a Jew? According to the Bible, look at my face. You see one. Because it's not biology. It is done by the Holy Spirit, according to, you know, in Romans. That's what Paul states. It's not a Jew outwardly. It's a Jew inwardly. And so then by definition, if you do not embrace Christ, or you do not acknowledge Christ, such as we see in like 1 John, you're not a Jew. And the idea of biology, again, you know, it's, you know, because Jew comes from Judah, one of the, you know, sons of Jacob. And so, you know, because I think it's a fascinating question. And from what I see, a Jew is a descendant of Judah. And of course, when we had the divided kingdom, you had Israel and Judah. And so a Jew is a descendant of Judah. So the people in the northern kingdom, Israel, are not Jews. And now we name the country Israel. They're not Jews. You know, I can tell you that I'm a jellyfish. I can tell you I'm a tomato. I can tell you I'm whatever. It's not true, but I can tell you that. And if I get a crowd around me and we all say, oh, yes, indeed, this guy's a tomato. He's a jellyfish. He you know, he's a fruitcake. If the crowd says that, that doesn't make it true. The majority is not always right. A loud minority is not always right. It is what is true, or by definition from the scripture, not hidden. It's plain to see. Anyway, it's done. The article's done. It's submitted. I would so much desire for my kids to say, that's the role model I want to follow. What my dad did, I want to do. He searched the scripture to see if these things are so. Acts 17, one of the things I quoted. I want my kids to do that. And beyond perhaps anything, if you look at what I wrote, I would be a joy beyond measure for my wife to read that and say, I delight that my husband wrote this. It is the, I think I'll add that. It's the thing that I mentioned to Susanna post the 5K race a year ago. You can make or break your husband. The encouragement of a wife to a husband is invaluable. My issue is I have no drive for life. I'm doing these things. Because it's the only way I know of right now to be obedient to Christ. Because my drive is, you know, that lady there. And when she shows me hate, I see my neighbor. I talked with him a couple, was it 2 days ago, one evening. We talked probably for the longest time we ever have. He's had a surgery and so forth. He seems to have bounced back. He is going fishing. And I think that's showing, you know, a zeal to say I'm recovering. But I really think what I saw in his relationship with his wife, she is endorsing him. There are issues there. You know, we don't have quite the same foundation, but she's endorsing him. I think one of the reasons he's driven is because he's loved. My lady, my wife, I do love you, and I want you back.